Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, just before we move on, we have some really good news to tell you about, because regular listeners will know that we've been keeping in touch with the family of Hannah Leonard from Bray, who've had their lives just completely turned upside down since Hannah was hit by a car when she was out on a training run in Sicily. She was preparing at the time for the Dublin City Marathon, and you might remember that Hannah was in a really serious condition in ICU in Sicily since then, and her father, Kevin, was telling us here on the programme how they were really hoping to get her home. Well, the good news is that Hannah and Kevin are back in Ireland since Wednesday of this week, and Hannah is being treated now in Dublin, and the family really hopes the next step will be that she gets a place in the National Rehabilitation Centre. And Kevin just wants to thank everyone again. So many of you have sent messages of support and donations too, and we here on the team, we all wish Hannah and the Leonard family well and welcome Hannah back home. What a relief it is to have her back home in Ireland. Now, whether it's a fluorescent bottle with encouraging prompts or a giant plastic cup with a handle and a crossbody strap, fancy water bottles have certainly become a must-have accessory for a certain generation. But does carrying water around in a fancy bottle have any real health benefits or actually make a difference when it comes to water intake? Well, here to tell us more is dietitian Louise Reynolds. Hi, Louise.
Hi, Claire.
It is important to drink water.
It is important to drink water,
yes. You don't have to drink from a fancy thing, though.
No, but you do see them a lot. It's so true. You do see people carrying the big water bottles. And again, that's something that is a very different for young people now compared to certainly when I was growing up. Mm. But in terms of research, it has been shown to be beneficial. And in fact, some American research recently has come out to say that since this trend has taken off, they've seen a decrease in incidence of bladder cancer. So in fact, people drinking more water are going to the bathroom more often, are more hydrated, and therefore your kidneys are kind of flushing out. Yeah.
And you are encouraged to drink it then if you are carrying something, a vessel around with you, of course. Yeah.
It is a kind of a prompt. You know, I was even talking to my own daughter who would be of that generation. They have the big
insulated
heavy bottle.
Cup.
It's insulated, exactly. And you probably know the brand. They're all very trendy and expensive. But, you know, she said she sees it there and it keeps the water really cold, and it's kind of a prompt to drink more often. So, you know, we know the reason it's important to drink water is to keep yourself well hydrated. And that can help to also prevent constipation, which is a really positive effect of having more water in your diet.
I've just poured myself a cup of water now because I'm, you know, I don't carry one of these things around with me. So
yeah, but
I'm
as you see it there as well on the desk, people tend to have their water on the desk. Or, you know, now again, we also can get water from the tea and coffee, because obviously we make the tea and coffee with water. But in fact, water itself, just plain water, it's really good to get into a habit of drinking it during the day. And I think now even children, again, are more used to drinking water, you know, bringing water to school, the water bottles. And again, in terms of sustainability, buying one water bottle and having it for children is kind of the way most people have gone now, rather than, you know, having lots of plastic bottles.
Remember. Did we bring water to school? I don't think we did we?
I don't think so, no. We certainly, you know, we might have, maybe did we bring... I don't really know. We got the school milk. I know we remember getting school milk in school, but
I can't remember whether we brought water or not. But now, I mean, you have to have all sorts.
You have to.
I have a cupboard full of those.
Of all the water bottles, exactly. And I think now, so that's become part of, you know, our culture is having water for children to bring to school. Then everyone has a water bottle probably at home, or a selection, as you said. But it's the huge ones now that, you know, sometimes you could nearly do weights with them. You know, they're so heavy when you pick them up. They can go up to 2 litre volume. Even some can have 2.5 to nearly 3 litres of water. So
competition, isn't it?
It's nearly a competition, So again, you know, it depending, we can obviously, we're lucky in Ireland, we can drink clean water from the tap. So you can fill your water bottle in the morning, and they do have the prompts now, which kind of remind you to keep drinking, you know, during the day. But it's not necessary, obviously. The benefits are that it can help you to keep hydrated. It doesn't have to be freezing cold. There's no benefit. You know, sometimes people have said, oh, does it have to be ice cold, or are there any benefits? Health-wise, there really isn't any difference. Sometimes you feel obviously more refreshed if you drink really cold, ice cold water. But in terms of, you know, there's a lot of studies that have looked at, is it any better in terms of
your preferences?
Whatever your preference is.
But you don't have to overdo it
either.
And if you go way over, you're actually in danger, aren't you?
Yeah. And again, you know, it would be quite an extreme, but it's what your kidneys can cope with. And our kidneys can excrete between 800 mils to about a litre per hour. Which is a lot, you know. And again, you do notice if you're drinking more, you have more trips to the bathroom. That's, you know, kind of your kidneys are kind of working.
Which could be annoying.
Which can be annoying, but it's definitely beneficial. If you then, again, if you look at the colour of your urine, a bit early in the morning to be talking about that, but certainly if it's paler urine, that's a sign that you're well hydrated. Okay, so, you know, if you are well hydrated, you'll notice that it's not, there's not that much colour when you, you know, when you do pass urine. Whereas if it's very dark and yellow, that's a sign that you are becoming a little bit more dehydrated. So yeah, up your water intake.
I'm reminded of a conversation we had recently with a microbiologist on the programme who was warning us about cleaning those bottles, that you really have to scrub them, don't
yes.
you?
Yes, yeah, and that's the problem. People often just refill them all the time, yeah, whereas put them through the dishwasher or give them a good wash, because again, they are being carried around everywhere with you, you know, so it is a good idea to keep, you know, to keep an eye on making sure they're quite clean.
You know, plastic straws can get a bit slimy in there.
Now, you're putting people off water, Claire. That's not the idea today. So in terms of how much you need, again, people have heard of the 8 glasses of water a day. Mm-hmm. That kind of is a guideline. So, you know, the Department of Health have issued guidelines in terms of how much fluid, but this is fluid in the day. So that can also be a glass of milk or water, for example, for children.
Tea and coffee
yeah, also counts. Now, again, they will have more caffeine in them. That's why water itself is just a really good option. But about 1.6 litres for the younger child, you know, the over 5 to 8 or 9 year olds. Then it goes up a little bit for teenagers, up to about 2 litres. And then for adult men, maybe about 2.5 litres a day. So if your glass is between 200 and 300 mils, that is between 8 to 10 glasses, you know,
that's
in
lot,
and around
that.
Yeah. So I suppose if you kind of start the day with having, you know, a glass of water with your meals, it's also a good idea, you know, to don't wait until you're really thirsty to have a drink, because thirst is often described as a poor indicator of hydration. So once you actually are getting those thirst signals that your brain is actually saying, you know, you need to drink something, that's because your body is already a little bit dehydrated.
So you shouldn't let that
You shouldn't let that
get
happen.
To that stage.
Yeah. So don't wait until you're feeling really thirsty. And that's where the drinks bottles can come in handy, because they're there and it's kind of a visual reminder of you to kind of up your intake. And of course then as well, in the warmer weather, you know, we are more thirsty because we're sweating and we're excreting more fluid. So that's kind of another reason why our body is telling us to drink a little bit more.
Some people find it hard to drink water. They don't like it.
Yeah. And you often hear people talking about kind of, you know, and I probably was like that actually when I was younger. When I think of that, you know, we probably drank more, you know,
diluted juices
and things like that. Maybe that's kind of what we brought to school. But certainly, you know, you can add in some flavorings to it. Like people often talk about putting in fruit or a slice of lemon or putting in some mint or cucumber in your water just to add flavour. But also the cordials that you can add, a lot of those are no added sugar, and a small amount of those, if you've a child who doesn't like drinking water, is absolutely fine because they're still going to be hydrated. They're just getting a small amount of a flavouring, and then you can over time make it weaker and weaker until they accept water.
Because you have to be careful with the teeth as well if you're putting a lot of that in and it has sugar in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sipping it all day.
Yeah, no, definitely not a good idea. Go for, you know, certainly if you're filling a big bottle, go for the no added sugar one. Also the diet fizzy drinks have no sugar, but they are quite acidic and they're definitely not good for teeth either.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, I think we all know now that the fizzy drinks and the caffeinated drinks and the high energy drinks, and we've spoken about those a lot before,
they
Claire.
They are not water substitutes.
They're not water substitutes. Definitely not.
A question from a listener. Does too much water not flush away nutrients?
Well, this is, you'd want to be drinking an awful lot, and that's what can be caused by excess water. It's called hyponatremia. So again, it's like diluting your whole blood system, and it can affect the electrolyte balance, and that means you can have a very low sodium, and that has been seen. But in terms of the amount that you'd need, you know, you could be talking about a litre an hour. You know, if you're drinking more than a litre an hour, then your kidneys can't cope with excreting it, and it's all going to build up and it's going to affect the electrolyte balance in your blood.
Okay.
But certainly, you know, so yes, that listener is right. We're not talking here about people drinking water all day, every day. But it would be quite extreme for that to happen. So it wouldn't be something that we'd commonly see.
So maybe people who are involved in extreme sports or maybe marathon running would just have to watch that balance, right?
That's right. Well, they will also then be, if they're training very hard or running marathons, they're not just taking fluid. They also have electrolytes in that fluid. So they're taking special sports drinks that they've made up themselves, or they're replacing the electrolytes through gels and things like that as well. So absolutely for sports people, it's quite different guidelines. These are just really for the general population. You know, if you're just moderately active, keep it between kind of the 8 and 10 glasses.
Okay. I wonder, is this a teacher now who's texting us, Louise? Children and water is hugely disruptive in class. Some children are constantly sipping almost through habit and then needing to use the lethrus constantly. It's a side effect of it.
And I suppose, you know, for younger children, yes, that's true. I suppose you could, you know, there will be no problem saying, look, you can keep the water there, but, you know, not to be drinking at all. We don't need to be drinking water all the time.
Yeah, but if you got the new insulated cup for Christmas, you're still going to be fascinated with it. Sipping away.
Yes, well, I have my daughter told me that on a very hot beach this summer on her J1 in America, that the ice was still in the drink when they got home from kind of a 4 hours at
the
beach. So they definitely seem to work. But whether they're necessary or not, no. You don't have to buy a fancy
one. Just, Louise, it is your last time in the studio with us.
Yes.
Very sad to say, but exciting for you because you have a new job with the hospice.
Yes.
Which is wonderful.
I'm starting as a clinical dietitian on Monday in the hospice in Harold's Cross,
right,
which I'm really excited
about. We wish you the very best of luck.
And thank you. But I really miss coming in.
We will really miss you. Yeah. And thank you so much for all the advice over the years. And what an exciting chapter for you.
Yeah, it was kind of a now or never. So it's a definite career change. But I'm really excited, really looking forward to it. And I've really enjoyed kind of sharing. I hope I've helped some people who've listened in over the years to kind of not be anxious about food. It's keep it simple. Eat more fruit and veg. That's one thing that we always spoke about, fruit and vegetable intakes. And nutrition.
And don't stress too much about it, which I always love about your advice.
I've definitely seen the anxiety around food increase, particularly in younger people, and that's something we definitely don't want. Food is enjoyment, you know. Food is to be enjoyed with family and friends, and so that's the kind of message.
Well, look,
keep that in mind. Don't worry too much.
Thank you once again for all your contributions over the years. That's Louise Reynolds.
You,
we'll take a break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.